The thing I fear the most came upon me. So we can say that what he feared, he connected with. And then if you look at scripture, it says, how many times we see in the Bible that your faith has made you whole? See, God is not a respecter of persons. He's a respecter of faith. So it's not for, you don't understand this. You have to connect with it. I can't connect it for you. I got to be in agreement with you. But it's your faith that's connected. Because it says that your faith has connected you to the promise of God. And that's what I love about the songs that we as even sing in the day, God's promise. All right? Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, it will be yours. Do you really believe that? It says, therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. That means you're connecting with it. You're connecting with it. But there's various things that you have to do with that as well too. So we could look at it that all the roots of faith and fear are advanced forms of belief. There are things we do that can provide a life of victory or a life of challenges. Okay? So if we look at 2 Corinthians 5:7, it says, for we live by faith, not by sight. It's faith. It's faith. We believe it can happen and we connect with it. Okay? And it works the opposite way with fear as well too. All right? We fear that it can happen and we connect with that. Give you an example. I remember the first time I really learned how to work out and lift weights. I started working out when I was in 9th grade because I played football. And when I got to college, I had somebody that wanted to show me how to work out. So what they did was they allowed me to go through how I work out. Okay, and before then, I'll give you a little backdrop. I used to do chest probably 3 times a week, working the same muscles. And then I had a friend, he was certified, he's a professional bodybuilder. And when he saw me work out, he said, I know you play football. Because I was doing things that was doing certain things right, but it wasn't getting the full brunt of how I can actually build my body. So he goes on to tell me about certain exercises I can do and certain body parts that I need to work out together. And also the position that I have as well too. So if I'm working chest, I need to emphasize more on my chest. If I'm working arm, I need to squeeze my arms. Okay? And then begin to tell me, hey, you gotta, you know, you can't just work on one body part because it affects all other body parts. So you gotta do your legs, you gotta do your core. But also, guess what? You gotta eat right. So he begins to tell me all these things. And in the beginning, I was like, man, what are you going to tell me? I'm lifting. I'm doing good. I could bench 315. I'm good. But what you don't realize is that the subtle things is what makes a difference. The things that you think you were doing right, but you're not doing, are the results of bad habits that hurt you to get to the results that you're looking for. So I always look at it in life. There are subtleties of things that we do that brings forth a signal in the overall arch of our faith. So things that look simple and looks like it's connected to one part of our life are in fact connected to every part of our life. Everything you do puts out a signal, especially when you're in faith. So, give you an example. Sense-based knowledge can be a destruction. When you try to derive your joy or peace from situations, from external things beyond the word of God, you can train your senses against God's word. Okay? Give you an example. Say you were reading a report, came on the news that there's a new form of cancer, and with this, if you had a mother or father that had heart disease issues, then your percentage is higher. And now it's seen more in African Americans at a 80%. And it tells you that you continue to look and watch this, and they tell you that if you have dots, it could be it. So what people tend to do? They check to see if they have dots. They ask your spouse, "Hey, do you see something? Is that a lump or?" And then they take preventative measures. They can't sleep. Then they go to the hospital, the doctor, and have them run tests. And then the test comes back negative. And you're like, whew. That's a dangerous way to live. Because you're letting external factors influence what God's word says. And that's what I mean about from external things beyond the word of God, you can train your senses against God's word. So when God says something, guess what? You're saying something else. We can even look at COVID. You get a cough or something. Now you're quick to check yourself. Do I have it? I remember there was a report that says that those that are African American with an A blood type, they're higher in the realm to get it. So I had friends that told me this, and I laughed at it, because if I allow external things to so I can connect with, then I will be connecting with fear. Okay, so We can derive our comfort or faith or fear with how we rate with facts. Remember, facts can change, but truth of God's word will always remain the same. Truth is not a what, but it's a who. Okay? So I'll give you another example. Say you're white and you hear those reports and you're like, whew, I don't have to worry about that. That's still a dangerous way to live. Because now you provided a checklist for yourself, and one day you're going to hit that checklist, and then you're going to let external factors influence you internally. So it's a very dangerous way to live. Because if you continue to look at checklists, right? And you said, okay, and they say, okay, because you grew up in a certain neighborhood, then your success of going to college and making it out on doing something is not high. So you're letting that influence you about your status based on natural facts, but not the truth of God's word. So we could see faith and fear are connectors. So do not derive your comfort or peace or joy on external factors, but only on what God's word says. So now let's look at belief. Believe for it, yes. James 1:6 says, but when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. So you can't doubt. You have to have joy. You have to have faith. You have to connect with it through belief. So how do you do this? Belief is advances. It will turn into action. Belief, as it advances more, will turn into speech and talk. As it advances more, it will turn into outlook. As it advances more, it will turn into emotion or disposition. Okay? Because just think about it. If you tell me you're in faith about something, in the beginning forms, you're so excited about it. It's just like when something is created, it's brand new. As it goes, you continue to say, okay, I'm in faith. And then it doesn't happen the time that you want it. So you're not patient about it. You're not joy about it anymore. And that becomes an issue. So there are bookends to faith. On the left is joy, and on the right is joy. Joy is communicates something about your faith. When you have your faith out and a door closes and your countenance falls, it says, I have disconnected from what I believe. Why? Because my emotion shows it is hopeless, it is done. But when you have a setback and your joy is full, it builds your faith. You can tell because it still affects your action, still affecting your speech, still affecting your emotions, still affecting your outlook. If you feel your emotions are released, it is about to slip out the door. When a circumstance affects your joy, don't be deceived. It also got to your faith. Why? If you still believe what God has said, your joy will still be intact, right? If you still believe it will still happen for you, you wouldn't be sad. give you an example. I mean, I remember being at a service. It was a conference that we had at in Jacksonville, an Impact Church in Jacksonville. And it was Faith Christian Center at the time. And we had Pastor Hockaday, which really focused on healing ministries. And if you look at a lot of these healing ministries, they preach Jesus, and then they give stories of how they heal people. And what tends to happen is that it builds somebody's faith, and they are joy. They're filled with joy because they believe it can happen to them. They believe it can happen to them. So we can see how belief is connected with our faith. And we can see those that have not walked out and did not get healed, and they're like, oh, it doesn't work for everybody. They just connected with the fear. But we have other people that would connect with the faith, not get healed during that time, but in the process, they get healed. Trust me, I've seen miracles happen. The first one he did that day, it was a guy that could not walk. He had a walker. And he prayed over him, took the walker. The guy was walking around the whole sanctuary. He couldn't even believe it. He didn't want to stop walking. He was so happy. And then we had somebody that we came with that was here in the South Florida area that had issues with their wrists. And they were healed as well, too. Because they connected with that faith. So it's a domino. When you believe it, you act. When you act, you confess. When you confess, you have a hopeful outlook. When you have a hopeful outlook, you have joy. It also goes the other way. It hits your joy, your outlook changes. It hits your outlook, your confession changes. It hits your confession, your action changes. When your action changes, you switch from the path of faith over to fear. The Bible, the true Bible joy that is anchored in the understood word will connect you to the promise of God. The lack of joy will connect you to fear. So it is important. So this is very important. If you develop joy, it will connect you to faith, which will connect you to the promise. All right? You know, the word of God tells us that in Proverbs 13, verses 12, it says, hope deferred make the heart sick, but when desire fulfilled, it is a tree of life. You know, that's why you get people that stop doing stuff for God. Because they had their faith out for something, it didn't work, and they say it doesn't take all of this. They let setbacks hit them where they don't want to do stuff for God anymore. I mean, you could gauge where somebody's at by their speech. Whenever I'm in faith for something, it's funny. Pastor, I call it a heat check. He'll ask me questions, and he wants me to speak the positive, speak faith on it, and he's actually being in agreement with me on that as well, too. Because you can actually see where somebody's at and try to help them with their speech. Because trust me, this year, if you want to believe for miracles, things happening for your family, Your finances change. Us making an impact here in South Florida. Our new building. All right? Growth. Things happening. We have to believe for it. We have to be in joy for it. We have to be happy for it. We have to speak about it. All right? Man, is what we say makes a difference, man. It makes a difference. Our outlook on things makes a difference. Every day I wake up, I have a confession that I say. It helps me to stay connected, stay firm with what I'm believing, what I'm saying. Throughout the whole course of my life, any obstacles, any chances, stay firm, stay true to what I'm believing. Don't let anybody push me away from my joy. Yesterday, I went to the store, and when I got back out, when I was going to the car, I noticed that the right side of the car, the mirror was bent. And then I saw a little scrape on the car, and seemed like somebody used their cart and scraped and made a mistake and scraped it. Guess what? It's not going to push me away from the joy of God. Nothing will push me away from the joy of God. We have to stay in joy. All right? And the Word of God tells us, it says in Hebrews 11, verses 6, it says, "And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He is a rewarder of those who earnestly seek Him." So all things are possible through God. So what are you believing in? But guess what? It only stems with a relationship with Christ. All this that I talk about, all this that I'm saying, if you do not have a relationship with Christ, it means nothing. Because you're still focused on a natural joy. You don't understand what a God joy is, anchored in God's word. So right now, if while all eyes are closed, those that are watching online, if you are here right now and you do not have a relationship with God through our Lord Jesus, is the ultimate changer. He changes lives. He transforms. He makes you see things differently. He sees us from our future, not our past, not by what we did, but it's by what He's wanting to get to us and what He wanted to do through us. So allow Him to be the center and focus of your life. Allow Him to be the joy of your life. So if you're here or online, I may not be able to see you, and you want to be a part of God's kingdom. You want to be a part of the relationship with Him. Please, just raise your hand. Or you may be here. Say, you know what? I received Jesus Christ, my personal Lord and Savior already. But I continue to doubt. I'm going back and forth. I fell out of fellowship. Just like what I said, He looks at us from our future, not our past. It's not about what we have done. We have grace. That's God's unmerited favor to see as a sin has never existed in our lives. But there's a role that we have to play of taking the next step to put ourselves in a best position to live a victorious life. So if you Raise your hand for one of those two. I want to pray for you. Repeat after me. Dear Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me. I believe that Jesus died for me on the tree of Calvary, bearing all my sins, and is alive and rose on the third day and is alive today. Dear Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me now. I look back on sin and press forth for a victorious life with you through faith in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. If you pray that, you are part of God's kingdom. For those, I want to pray, that want to rededicate their life. Father, I pray just for a strength, a guidance, protection. Father God, I pray for those individuals that want to come back and step into you, the relationship that they have with you. So I pray right now that you'll grant unto them the spirit of wisdom, knowledge, and revelation of you and your word, so their eyes could be flooded with light, so they can know the hope of their calling and riches and glory and their heritage is the same. Father God, we thank you, we honor you, and praise you for this now. In the powerful, magnificent name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Well, if you pray that and you're online, or if you're here, want to really put something in your hands, is a 21-day devotional. It's like, where do I go from here? So if you look at the screen, you'll be able to see you'll be able to text the message "decided" to 954-280-2076. And then we'll be able to give you that devotional. Your best days in life is ahead of you with Christ. Yes, it is. Faith for joy. Amen.